Hey there, Wendy. I'm taking a look at your Scansion Subtleties assignment. You alerted me that it might be difficult to view them. I'm just looking at it now to see if it looks okay to me. Yeah, it's fine. I can view all of them, no problem. I'm looking at the first page here, the one that has Gather Around Me, Everybody on it. And I will say that that first one looks great. The second one looks great to me as well. And this last one, let's see, instead of that, that also looks good. So thank you for those. The second page, this starts with bright golden haze on a meadow. I would note that the word golden, because it's a two-syllable word, has to have a stress on it somewhere. So I would mark that and note that it's an exception to the predominant meter. Same thing with the word, with the abbreviation BA. Typically, you would put a stress on both of those, B and A. So I would mark that, and also the word scary down at the bottom. The word scary as a two-syllable word needs to have a stress point on it somewhere. Moving down to the bottom of that page, you have two stresses on the word luxuries, but the word, but typical English language words only have one stress point, even if they're multisyllabic. A bit of an exception would be a word like winter bottom, for example, which sort of has two stresses because it's a compound word made up of two words. And so you do hear the winter bottom a little bit. But a word like luxuries should only have one. Moving down to the next page that starts with a Pop Goes the Weasel, I'll notice that the word, oh, I see what you've done. They'll never fail. We won't be denied. I like that. Okay. How can they fail with, because you have fail, you have it like a two-syllable word, which is fine because some people say it that way. All right, moving down to the ones that you've written yourself. My parents like to yell at me to not be on my phone. It's rude and disrespectful, too. It's respectful. See, so disrespectful does feel like it can have two accents because it's sort of it's sort of two words kind of combined. Disrespectful feels okay to me. They like to bitch and moan, but when I'm next to science fair or not up yet at bat, I'll give you one good solid guess of what they're looking at. Great. My parents like to yell at me. I'd like to yell at me. Me feels maybe like it has a stress there that it doesn't really deserve to not be on my phone. It's rude and disrespectful too. They like to bitch and moan. But when I'm next at science fair, yeah, okay, or not up yet at that, I'll give you one good solid guess of what they're looking at. Great. Opting for the full-time van life. Van life. Opting for the full-time van life can be kind of tricky. When your toilet's in the kitchen, you just can't be picky. Though it's nice to reach your ice cream from your comfy fold-out, you must take an outdoor shower even when it's cold out. I would say be careful about a stress on the word like you. You must take an out because it's you must take an. Oh, I see. Interesting. From your comfy fold out, you must take an outdoor shower. Because must would be the thing that you probably want to have a stress on. You must take an outdoor shower. You feels like it wouldn't necessarily have the stress there, but that's kind of an overly nitpicky note. I also worry about van life. Van life. Van life. And which of those two words would have a stress in the phrase van life? That's sort of also a little bit of a gray area there. When my cat wants to walk on my face at night, I don't say a word at all, for he's king of the house and he knows what's right, and now I must fetch his ball. Great. Bad-tempered children who step on the table will go straight to bed without cake, leaving their portions for paleo parents who eagerly now will partake. Okay, excellent. All right, these are all really great work on this assignment. I look forward to seeing your next one. Take care.